This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. Russia's leader has signed off on Ukraine annexations. AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma reports.
President Vladimir Putin has signed laws absorbing four Ukrainian regions into Russia, a move that finalizes the annexation carried out in defiance of international law. Earlier this week, both houses of the Russian parliament ratified treaties making the Donetsk, Luhansk, Kherson, and Zaporizhzhia regions part of Russia. The formalities followed Kremlin-orchestrated referendums in the four regions that Ukraine and the West have rejected as a sham. I'm Charles.
Meanwhile, Russian troops abandoned Ukrainian city so rapidly that they left the bodies of their comrades in the streets, offering evidence that Moscow's latest military defeat is a struggle to hang on to the four regions that it annexed from Ukraine last week. Russia's upper house of parliament rubber-stamped the annexations following the referendums that Ukraine and its Western allies have dismissed as fraudulent. Responding to the move, the Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky formally ruled out talks with Russia, declaring that negotiations with Russian President Vladimir Putin are impossible after his decision to take over the regions. The Kremlin did reply by saying that it will wait for Ukraine to agree to sit-down talks, noting that it may not happen until a new Ukrainian president takes office. Again, Russian troops abandoned a key Ukrainian city and left behind the bodies of their comrades on the streets. More at voanews.com. This is VOA News. South Korea says one of its missiles malfunctioned and fell during a drill. AP correspondent Norman Hall tells us more.
A South Korean ballistic missile malfunctioned and fell on land during a live fire drill with the United States. The sound of the blast and subsequent fire triggered panic among residents in the coastal city. They feared an attack from increasingly hostile North Korea. South Korea's Joint Chiefs of Staff said no one was hurt in the accident. The military acknowledged the accident hours after internet users posted videos showing an orange ball of flames emerging from an area they described as near an Air Force base. I'm Norman Hall.
Police continue searching for a possible serial killer or killers in the U.S. state of California. AP correspondent Tim McGuire.
Stockton, California police think whoever has shot and killed half a dozen men seem to be on some form of a mission. Police Chief Stanley McFadden tells KXTV six men have been killed and a woman wounded in attacks that date back to last year. He says the woman was able to describe the person who opened fire on her.
Wearing all dark clothing, wearing a dark COVID-style mask that was concealing his face. And we're in a dark jacket as well.
Five of the six men killed and the woman were shot in Stockton. The other male victim was killed some 70 miles away in Oakland. McFadden says all of the cases are linked by ballistic test and some video evidence. I'm Tim McGuire.
The U.S. gross national debt has surpassed $31 trillion, according to a U.S. Treasury report released Tuesday. It is edging closer to the statutory ceiling of roughly $31.4 trillion, an artificial cap Congress placed on the U.S. government's ability to borrow. The debt numbers hit an already tenuous economy facing high inflation, rising interest rates, and a strong U.S. dollar. U.S. President Joe Biden has touted his administration's deficit reduction efforts this year and has recently signed the so-called Inflation Reduction Act, which attempts to tame 40-year high price increases caused by a variety of economic factors. But economists say the latest debt numbers are a cause for concern. The U.S. Gross national debt has now surpassed $31 trillion. And recapping our top story, Russian troops abandoned a key Ukrainian city very rapidly and left behind the bodies of the comrades on the street, suggesting that Moscow's latest military defeat is a struggle to hang on to four regions recently annexed. In addition, Russian President Vladimir Putin has signed off on those Ukraine annexations. Via remote, I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.